we go. And make it simple enough, on is on and off is off, but sometimes you still have a hard time figuring it out. But it's I'm glad to be here tonight and appreciate the opportunity to be able to share with you and show you the burden that God's put on our hearts. And I have part of my family here with me. You can see this is a picture of my family here in front of me. And I have three of my youngest three children with me. We've been on the road for about 3 weeks. It'll be 21 days tomorrow. And tomorrow we head home. So we're a little bit excited about that. If you notice the kids are a little hairs ratty or they got dirty clothes on or something, it's because they've been with Dad for 3 weeks. And I'm a little tired, but if we're a little disorganized, it's because we are. My wife's not with us, but we miss them, and we're going to be glad to see them tomorrow. I'm going to show you a slideshow tonight about the country of Peru, and we'll just go ahead and get right into it. We're the Daugherty family. It's my picture of my family. Can everybody see? Am I standing in anybody's way? Or I think maybe I'll just sit down right here. Can you slide over, Brianna, or just slide, walk around the other side for me, baby? Make sure everybody can see. There we go. I've got to push this button to advance the slide. So, the Bible says, I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness and will hold thine hand and will keep thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles. The Lord's called us to be missionaries to the country of Peru in South America. And Peru is fixed on the northwest coast of South America. And the climate in Peru can vary from the cold snow-capped Andes Mountains to the dry desert on the west of the mountains to the green rainforest over in the east. The Andes Mountains are the second largest mountain chain in the world, and they run north to south there in the country and divide it just about in half there, and therefore causing the dry desert over on the west side and the rainforest on the east. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but one of the driest deserts in the world is located in South America, and portions of that desert cover regions of Peru. There are places there in Peru that only receive about a half inch of rainfall per year. The capital city of Lima is located on the coast about midways down there in the picture. You can see the red star. About 11 million people live in the capital city of Lima, which is actually about one-third of the population of the entire country. So a lot of people live there in that one city. The second largest city is in the south, and it's called Arequipa, Peru, which would look like Arequipa to you down there in the south toward Chile. And that's the city where we live, where we lived in Peru. And that's a city of approximately 1 million people. So quite a few people live in there also in that city. And Arequipa sits at approximately 10,000 feet above sea level, so almost 2 miles high in altitude at the in the living conditions. And above that, you can look up to the snow-capped mountain and volcano that sits nearby that are about 22,000 feet. The third largest city is Iquitos. It's a jungle city. It's up in the northern part of the country there at the head of the Amazon River, about 300,000 people living there in the jungle. Now, with exception to these three cities, most of the other people in Peru live in smaller towns, villages, and that kind of thing. The Inca capital city was once located in Peru. It was called Machu Picchu, and it's there today, and this is what it looks like, and it's close to modern-day Cuzco. Peru has two national languages. The first language is Spanish. About 80% of the population in Peru speaks Spanish. However, about 20% of the population speak a second dialect, which is called Quechua, which is the ancient Indian dialect of the Inca people. Approximately 80% of the population in Peru is considered poor. Peru is a third world country. About 15% of the population is their middle class. Now, their middle class, we think of ourselves, maybe most of us in here, as middle class Americans, but it's a little different over there. Their middle class might earn an average of $300 to $350 a month. 5% of their population is what they call the elite, and this 5% of the population controls about 90% of the wealth that's in the country. One American dollar is equal to about 2.85, maybe a little less by now, of their dollars, which they call the Nuevo Sol. Population in Peru, about 27.9 million souls, and again, like I said, one-third of those people living in the capital city of Lima. The religion ratio to that, 81% Roman Catholic, a devout Roman Catholicism. 16.9% are unspecified, maybe a Catholic background, but really just kind of don't know what they believe. 1.4% actually claim to be Seventh-day Adventist, which also is a works-based salvation, and they believe in keeping the Sabbath on a Saturday as part of their means for salvation. And 0.7% claim to be other Christians. Now, just for the number's sake, if we assume that these 0.7% other Christians are born-again believers, we can pretty much add the top three numbers together there to come up with 99.3% of the population, 27.2 million people that are lost and on their way to hell. The Bible says, "Enter ye at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." There's many people in Peru that are on their way to hell tonight. And that's largely due to the doctrines and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church has many false doctrines. Among those, they have this teaching here. This sign reads, "Limosna para las almas del purgatorio," which means basically payments for the souls of purgatory. And they teach the people they can come and drop some money in the box there and give the priest a name or two, and maybe he can pray you or your loved ones out of purgatory, which of course we know is found nowhere in the Bible. The inscription here below this picture reads, "Vaso de la Divina Gracia," which means "vessel of divine grace." That's a picture of the Virgin Mary there. They'll have her lifted up to a vessel of divine grace. But like in this picture, they have Jesus Christ behind bars. I thought this was a very good portrayal of how the Catholic Church in Peru lifts up the Virgin Mary, but yet keeps Jesus Christ behind bars or in a grave like this or on the crucifix. Very rarely in the Catholic religion is Jesus Christ looked on as a risen Lord and a resurrected Savior. While I was in Peru, I had the opportunity to visit this small mountain village. Approximately 3,000 people living here, 100% Roman Catholic, not one born-again Christian living here that we know of. About 9 years ago, veteran missionary David Bolus and a group of about 20 people went here to try to do some evangelism. And before I tell the rest of the story, I don't want to tell this story to discourage some of you folks to allowing your kids to go to Mexico and understand that there has been some concern about them. But this rather to encourage you that the Lord's will is the safest place to be no matter what. When Brother Bolus and his missionary friends went there to try and do some evangelism, they rented out a building in town. And they tried to pass out some flyers to announce their meetings. And the Catholic priest found out what was going on, and he started going around and taking down people's names that were attending the meetings and telling them that they would be denied the Mass and charged a fine before they could take the Mass. He also began announcing from the top of the Catholic Church through his loudspeaker to beware of the false prophets and that the false prophets had arrived. He was very successful in riling up the townspeople against the missionary and his friends. They had to spend the night in this small room. In the middle of the night, the angry townspeople surrounded the building with torches and fire and were threatening to burn the building down with the people inside. The Peruvian man that owned the building had to come outside and convince the townspeople not to burn down his building, but that he would have the missionary and his friends leave the following day. They agreed not to harm the people, but told the priest to tell them if they ever came back that they would be burned alive. While I was there, I did make a visit. After that happened, I was there in 2005, and I took this picture of these children. They were running around the town square, and I showed them their picture on the back of my digital camera, and they were just amazed. They had never seen anything like that before, and they wanted their picture here and there and everywhere around different things. And one of them had the idea to go inside the Catholic Church and have their picture in front of this guy. And this is the first thing that you see when you walk inside the Catholic Church. And this guy's name is San Martin de Porres. And he's nobody real special to us. You probably never even heard of him. But this is their town saint. This is who they pray to and rely on for their prayers to reach Jesus Christ. The Catholic Church teaches their people that they can pray to the dead saints and pray to the Virgin Mary, and that those saints or the Virgin Mary can take their prayers to Jesus Christ for them. But we know that the Bible says there is one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. And it's children like these children that are born there, they'll live there, and they'll die there. And they'll never hear the true gospel of Jesus Christ unless somebody goes to tell them. The problem that we found while we were in Peru is that the people there are spiritually deprived. Romans 10:3 says, "For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God." And we figured the solution is pretty easy. The Word of God. Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." We did live in Peru for 7 months, and while we were there, we were able to have brought over and bring over hundreds of Bibles and tracts and be able to freely distribute them in the city at Arequipa there where we lived. And we also began holding meetings at our in the basement of our home. We had a saved family, a born-again Bible-believing Baptist that wanted to help us start a work in our house there in Arequipa. We also had several young teenagers that would attend off and on. And my wife had also started a Romans Road class for these young children in the neighborhood. And she taught for about 6 weeks or so. And each week she taught on one verse. And the people were, the kids were very, they would sit there and they would listen very intently on what was being taught. And I also had a class, an English class that we taught on the same day, a little bit earlier in the afternoon, conveniently. And we would invite the English class to stay for the Bible study afterwards. And you can see in the back side of the picture there's two young ladies about 19 or 20 years old that were part of our English class that were coming to the Bible study. And you can see they're both kind of focused intently on what's being said. And the one young lady on the right there has her Bible open and sitting in her lap. We believe that we're going to see some results with the Word of God in Peru because Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Just like we saw some results while we were there, these five young children here at the end of that Romans Road class received Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Matthew 9:37 says, "Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few." This is the Doherty family and the Juan Carlos Lopez family, willing to serve the Lord Jesus Christ in Peru and start a church there in Arequipa for Him. Matthew 9:38 says, "Pray therefore the Lord of the harvest, that He will send forth laborers into His harvest." Here's some of our children mixed in with some of the Peruvian children, some future laborers, and some future harvest. If you would please remember to pray for us, the Doherty family, and pray for Peru.